A pastor met with a woman named Denise who felt stuck. She was angry at her adult son, exhausted from caregiving, anxious about money, embarrassed at church, and unsure whether God still had a purpose for her. The pastor could have tried to fix everything. Instead, he listened and said, "Denise, there is a lot here. Would it help if we named one area where God may be inviting a faithful next step?" That question changed the conversation. Film ministry skills does not require leaders to solve the whole life at once. The whole life discernment map helps leaders notice more of reality so they can help someone take one faithful next step. James 1:5 says, "But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him." W.E.B. Wisdom is not panic. Wisdom is not rushing. Wisdom is not pretending everything is simple. Wisdom asks, "Lord, what is the next faithful step?" After listening to Denise, the pastor noticed several aspects. Physically, she was exhausted. Emotionally, she was angry and grieving. Socially, she felt isolated. Economically, she was under pressure. Ethically, she still loved her son but felt resentful. Spiritually, she wondered if God had forgotten her. The pastor did not teach her all 15 aspects. He simply said, "It sounds like your body is tired, your heart is grieving, and your support system is too thin. Which of those should we attend to first?" Denise chose support. Her faithful next step was not dramatic. She agreed to call one trusted woman from church and ask for prayer and practical help. That was not everything, but it was obedience. Ministry Sciences often observes that people move forward best when insight becomes a concrete next action. Reflection matters, but reflection without action can become another form of stuckness. The gospel gives hope because Jesus meets people in the middle of tangled lives. He does not despise small steps of faith. What helps? Move from many-sided reflection to one concrete next step. What harms? Trying to repair every aspect of a person's life in one conversation. A leader can ask, "What seems most urgent? What seems most neglected? What would obedience look like this week? What support do you need? Is this a moment for referral, protection, prayer, repentance, rest, or action?" The takeaway is this: see the whole life, but help the person take one faithful step before God.